Will AI make my life miserable? Oh, the silence was pleasant and intoxicating, allowing me the chance to think freely that day. Alone working from home was something to enjoy. Perhaps going for a walk to lighten my load come what may. Suddenly it began, the awful ringing in my ears. But I thought not to pick up the receiver and hoped to return to silence once more. That did not happen as call upon call came in that morning. Different hash-s from different intruders besieged me that day. So I answered a few calls hoping to get some peace. All the calls asking for donations or selling services, it seemed. Angry I did not become, for people need to work, thought I. So for hours non-stop the calls came flying by. I counted 51 calls from people I did not recognize. Selling, fashioning, cleaning, and projecting themselves so kind. Working people trying to make a buck, said I. But finally their calls drove me to distraction and distress. Asking kindly that they stop their calling, I asked respectfully. Was not interested now or in the near future as well. 2 hours later someone else called me from the same number. Probably a shift change brought on a new intruder, it seems. Oh, to return to a peaceful, quiet existence. All hope flowed out of me that day. So I returned to the office and the noise I knew so well. Predictable, intimately known, and comforting in some ways. Electronic devices that surround us each and every moment, it seems, have injected themselves into our lives with a forceful presence. Salespeople, backroom strangers acting friendly to me. Your aggressive insertion into my life is not appreciated, believe me. I have to be mindful of my emotions and control myself. Reject their promotions, stress points, and artificial deadlines too. Registering my phone has not accomplished the desired effect. As the prey approaches by phone, door, or the internet. Once the robots of AI take control of our devices, it seems, every call we get will be considered unwelcoming. We have done it to ourselves, having to communicate all the time. But quality, emotional communication has become a rare experience. Stephen Kosheb, Bradford.